This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health scare.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Well, we certainly believe in testing, but I... Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So, we've got our deadly disease. Now, we just have to blame it on something that's in every household, something that people are a little bit afraid of already.
House cat flu is coming, people. The Center for Disease Disinformation predicts with some degree of probability that the house cat flu might spread in the following hypothetical outbreak pattern. So, petter beware, that warm body on your lap just might be ready to destroy your tender fiddles.
Spring healers are advised. Well, there you go. Instead of making it the cat, though, it's all of us. We're dirty. We've got to wear masks, even though we're totally healthy. It's the final revolution of the post-human world. We're already teaching our kids that humans are bad. They should all commit suicide. Robert Barnes, you hit the old nail on the head with a laser beam when you said we have to do Nuremberg trials, we have to do Geneva Convention, we have to do Nuremberg Code violations. And really, because this is very aggressive to lie, to pressure people, to try to say it's mandatory, and to come and say we're going to give you all inoculations with something super dangerous that's not even a vaccine, it's a mutagenic drug, to have this new mutagenic revolution of gene therapy that people should be able to decide if they want it. And what's crazy is they cover up this gene therapy with something really destructive, which I almost think they want to discredit the field because some of it's so actually promising, like antibodies that 100% destroy things like colon cancer, but they don't want us to have that. I mean, there's a bigger sick agenda here, Barnes.
No doubt about that whatsoever. I mean, and it's been in the works now for the better part of a century to the degree that the Simpsons could preview it, as we were just witnessing.
So and that was 25 years ago they did that.
Absolutely. And really, it was activities they were wanting to do at the beginning of the last century. That's when the Jacobson decision came about that greenlit the idea of forced vaccines, that introduced the idea of eugenics into the law, that led to the Buck decision, that led to the Korematsu decision. And this is, and it got suppressed because the Nazis discredited this method of governance, this method of medical science, this eugenics ideology. But now it's been brought back with the efforts of Bill Gates to infiltrate all the health organizations around the world. The number two donor to the World Health Organization gives almost as much as the United States government does to the World Health Organization. And we saw that influence pay off because he got all the politicians terrified of their local health boards, and the local health boards were all terrified of whatever the WHO said. And the WHO was just reading off of Bill Gates' script, and his script is obsessed about controlling population and controlling people. And now we witness what that looks like. And it's very dangerous and precarious. It's a reintroduction of Nazi ideology, just in a different guise. It's a reintroduction of globalism, but under a different strategy of protecting you.
And how does Alan Dershowitz not see that?
Because he sees that people that are doctors say it's good, and so he assumes it's so. It's a deference to medical science. It's a deference. I call it white coat disease. It's a version of the Milgram experiment. Because the Milgram experiment was always...
I mean, doctors chop off the wrong legs, take out the wrong kidneys. I mean, it's fraught with problems.
Not only that, if all the doctors and nurses so love this vaccine, why are they objecting to it?
80%.
In Europe and the United States. They know that this has all kinds of risks. Remember, folks, the last time we did a forced rushed vaccine for any kind of flu virus, 1976, look at what happened. You can look at that. Was back when 60 Minutes was honest. Look at what 60 Minutes expose was about what happened with that rushed vaccine.
Barnes, you're knocking it out of the park. Let's talk off air. I'm doing a special live show tomorrow. If you can do it, I'd like to have you on for a full hour about the vaccine and how to fight back. But regardless, Dale Bigtree's coming up. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Be sure and find Barnes on Twitter. Type in his name, Robert Barnes. You can't miss it. We'll be back. Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope in a few months, comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months. It's now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, this is incredible. We've got Dale Bigtree in studio, the host of The High Wire. And, you know, I've explained it. I'm like a shotgunner where a shotgun has a spread. So I fire a shotgun. I'm hitting like a 2-foot spread potentially. Dale Bigtree is like a sniper when it comes to the vaccines and everything that's going on. And so he has a document in front of him here. And I said, hey, Dale, what does that document have? And he was just explaining this to me. I mean, it's just incredible. And it thank God for Dale Bigtree. Thank God for other doctors and nurses that are out there investigating this, raising awareness. So, again, Dale Bigtree in studio with us. The High Wire is his show. Of course, he's banned everywhere, too, the remarkable honor. But so this is incredible. Explain to me what this document is and why we should all be up in arms about this.
So there's multiple issues we knew over the last 20 years trying to make a coronavirus vaccine. We have failed, right? That's been an absolute disaster. Every single pharmaceutical company that's attempted it has run into the same issue. It's called immune enhancement. Sometimes it's called antibody-dependent enhancement or pathogenic priming, but however they talk about it, here's what happens. They gave the animals, in all of the animal trials for the last 20 years, they give the animal the vaccine. It looks like it's safe. The animals are doing just fine. They test their blood. They have plenty of antibodies. Looks like the vaccine's working. Then they go one step further, which is a challenge trial, where they actually inject the animal with coronavirus, and something diabolical happens. Instead of the antibodies protecting the animal, it actually drew the virus in deeper, faster, proliferated faster, and caused what's called a cytokine storm. This is a total immune system shutdown, like overload, hyperdrive, organ failure, what they call Th2 immunopathology in the lungs, where they cannot breathe, killed animals. Now, we have a history of this happening. There was an RSV vaccine back in the 1960s for children. It got hundreds, same thing. It looked like the vaccine was safe until the kids came in contact with RSV. Then the vaccine worked like a catalyst to make the illness more deadly. Babies died. We canceled it. Over a year ago, same thing happened with dengue vaccine, the dengue vaccine in the Philippines. We gave it to, you know, thousands of people. Then when they came in contact with dengue, months later, the vaccine actually made dengue deadly. 600 people died from what should have been a fever. We discontinued that vaccine. This is the problem that they've had with this vaccine. So all the work I've been doing, whether it's Pfizer's vaccine or Moderna's vaccine, we've been looking at all their trials and saying their trials are not proving that they have overcome this diabolical problem, which means next year, after you've had the vaccine, you could think you're doing fine. All of a sudden, you come in contact with coronavirus, and you drop dead in the street because it made the coronavirus deadly, which you and I wrote both know. For 99.9% of us, this isn't deadly. This vaccine makes it, could make it deadly. Now, it's hypothetical, but here's the point.
Well, let's reiterate, though, because this is so important to focus on. They have presented this information to the FDA.
The FDA document, when they were getting approval for this emergency use authorization, this is everything they admitted to the FDA. They have an entire list of issues that they don't know if they've overcome. Their list of unknowns, right? Yeah, I always think of, you know, was it Rumsfeld? There's the known unknowns, there's the unknown unknowns. It's a bit like that. There's what they don't know. So in it is this giant list. But this is the issue. This is what I brought here on this show before, and here it is in plain writing. Let me read this to you. Vaccine-enhanced disease. This is immune enhancement I'm talking about. A deadly problem that, you know, they've been seeing in all the animal trials. Available data do not indicate a risk of vaccine-enhanced disease and conversely suggest effectiveness against severe disease within the available follow-up period. However, risk of vaccine-enhanced disease over time potentially associated with waning immunity remains unknown and needs to be evaluated further in ongoing clinical trials and in observational studies that could be conducted following authorization and or licensure. Remember, they're asking right there, we want to be licensed, we want to get this emergency use, but we are telling you that this vaccine may get people killed because we haven't overcome the issue where animals were dying in our trials. That's terrifying. So when you see Fauci on Sesame Street or talking about, like, to kids, you should be getting this vaccine, we are talking about an issue. Even let's just say it's one in a million. Well, it's not. We're talking about something that happened in almost every animal trial. But even if it's one in a million problem, or like the infertility, we're seeing issues with real problems with infertility. The antibodies, if they attack this spike protein, it looks so much like the outer layer of the placenta, the sensitin, that if it starts attacking placentas, no one will be able to get pregnant. These are legitimate theoretical issues.
And that's by design with the RNA. They wanted it specifically after that spike protein so that it could latch on.
Right. So all of these things, when you do trials, this is why you do safety trials. When they say, well, we've accomplished in, you know, 6 months, but usually takes 8 years. The 8 years is overcoming crap like this, is making sure that we see women get pregnant and that we see their children grow up and that we see their children get pregnant in the future. Do you realize we have seen drugs that take away your ability to be fertile only because your mother got it while she was pregnant? You finally get to childbearing age and you can't give birth.
This I'm so glad you said that.
Issues that we need to see that we've overcome before all of us start being forced to get this vaccine. It could be literally the end of our species if we get this wrong.
And by the way, I'm just a linear, logical thinker here. So, okay, you've got this vaccine that they admit they don't even know it could cause a cytokine storm.
Right.
Well, now imagine you have just, I mean, God forbid, let's hope this doesn't happen. But you just injected all these nurses and doctors with the vaccine. Some of them are going to get COVID, whether that happened to the guy that got the vaccine and then tested positive for COVID 8 days later, whether that's his story or not, could be a false positive. We really don't know. The point is, you've now created this situation where you could have these nurses and doctors having cytokine storms. You could have Bell palsy with the, I mean, yes. We're already seeing that. Dude. And they've set themselves up and they admit they don't even know. They don't even know if this could be happening. And I'm so glad you brought the pregnancy issue up because this story was in the USA Today. Pregnant, fact check, pregnant women do not receive vaccines, but more study needed on COVID-19 shot. Now, if you read this, it's like the most upside down world thing. Half the time they're saying pregnant women shouldn't get it because of all the side effects. And then the other half they're saying, but it's okay, pregnant women can get it if they want to. But they admit, and they even get quotes from health officials and the vaccine manufacturers, they even admit that they tell you, if you get a COVID vaccine, they tell you no sexual activity for 2 weeks. No activity that could lead to pregnancy for 2 weeks. So they know there's a risk there. They already know there's a risk there, and they obviously haven't done the trials when they are telling you, okay, we don't know the risk, so for 2 weeks after you get the vaccine, no sexual activity that could lead to a pregnancy. So how are we supposed to even know? I mean, it's like you said, we could be injecting these things, and then a month, 2 months, a year, 4 years later, realize...
Right.
Wait a second. These vaccines just cause women to be fertile.
Right.
Or infertile.
Infertile. But that's exactly the issue here. Look, I'm not I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm not trying to keep anyone from getting a vaccine. If you want to take part in a trial, go right ahead. This is a free country. And by the way, I'll say thank you for your service. You might as well be flying to Mars for the first time because it's that dangerous. We do not know. This is not, Owen, this is not like any vaccine they've ever made before. We have no reference point to previous vaccines to say, well, we saw a history of this with these vaccines. This is a brand new technology that is turning our bodies into manufacturing plants of the virus, not of the antibodies. What that RNA message is doing is it's going to our cells and saying, create the spike protein of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. We've never done this. We're basically reverse engineering how our immune system works. Now, hey, maybe this is the future. Maybe this is like, you know, going to Mars. But you don't put that out in 6 months on your first attempt in humanity and say, hey, we're just pretty sure it's all going to work out for us.
And, you know, I'm curious, too. I mean, this is just from somebody that likes personal fitness and health. And I don't know if the vaccine works the same way, but it's kind of like you would develop a tolerance to it. And so it could become a thing where your body stops naturally producing that 23rd spike protein, and it's reliant on the vaccine. So then you literally have to get the vaccine to produce the protein. I mean, you could potentially see a situation like that.
You could see so many different, every one of them.
It's unknown, they say.
That's what unknown is all about, right? This is science. This is why it's great. This is supposed to be happening in lab animals for the next 40 years and maybe into some people that really want to take the risk and jump out there. You don't put this in your entire population. By the way, that 2 weeks of not getting pregnant, that's just for women. There's a study right now going on in the University of Miami on the sperm in men that are in this. There is the possibility that this is going to call.
And you are tuned in to the first live show of the new year. I'm Alex Jones. See the full interview Ellen did with Dale Bigtree at band.video and share it. Coming up, the one, the only. Dr. Nick Begich. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Saving based on quick loans, internal data, points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Deposit letter, license, and all 50 states, and LS, consumer access.org, number 330.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
Well, boy, that's hard to follow. That's a powerful last couple hours, I gotta say. And as usual, when I'm on, I kind of change the tone a bit. And I plan to do that today. You know, I was thinking about this as I went on, this concept, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Happy New Year, everyone. Do you feel it? You know, and I mean that sincerely, all right? Okay, think about this for just one moment. Should we feel that? I think so. You know, why do I feel? People always ask, you know, you're always smiling, you're always happy, even in the midst of, like, the sky is falling, right? I mean, in the middle of an earthquake, if you will. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you sincerely why, because I know how the story ends, and I'm really not so worried about it. And I want to talk about a lot of that today, because here we are, launching into 2021. And we're doing it together with information. Okay, that's what we've been getting all week, all year. Now we're going to get it all this year. And on the platform of all that information comes thinking and feeling, the mind and heart, if you will. And then the universal, if you want to plug that in. And I think we should, because that's where the power is. And so I'm talking about... probably more about that these days. You know, I sent out something to all of my closest friends, and I want to share it with you guys because you're part of that mix. And it's just a little short thing. I'll just read one paragraph of it. And it was my kind of launch to the new year, and it's about friendship. It's going to be my theme of a lot of what I'm talking about today. Friendship is a garden that requires cultivation. It is, in fact, the highest form of love. A realization. Love is how the universe characterizes itself. Not a human love of trade-offs and expectations, but rather in an unconditional form of love. Wow. Think about that for just a moment. That's what part of what I sent out anyway. I won't read you the rest, but the point is, how does God define it? Itself. In one form, it's God is love. You know, that's pretty powerful if you stop and think about it. You know, and here's part of this thing I've been talking about for weeks, actually kind of embedded in a lot of the different presentations, this idea that, you know, how we interpret the thing and then choose to act decides a lot about sort of what's happening with it. And And that's the free choice deal. And when I go into the programs, one of the things I think about is, I think I know what I'm going to say, and usually it's not exactly what I had in mind, but I really pray really hard to not say the wrong thing, because I'm responsible for that. See, if I say the wrong thing and I motivate people in the wrong direction, I'm responsible for that. So I don't want to do that. I'd rather be struck silent, you know, I mean it, struck dead than make the mistake. So I try to inform from the head and the heart and ask God to clear the deck, but I don't screw it up. And I think that's what all of us are trying to do before our event, you know, when I come on the air. But that's what all of us should be doing before our individual events, whatever that is, going to work, waking up in the morning, you know, have your prayer, your conversation with God, who is not always recognized in the, maybe I think the right way, but think of God as your friend, you know, and have that conversation, you know, and don't think you got to use a bunch of special words and forget about your normal vocabulary that you're thinking in your head that you might want to speak out in church. But let me tell you something about all that is, if it's in your head, God already figured it out. Yeah. You're flawed just like me and everyone else. And but here's the thing. Are you available to get anything done, flawed or not? You know, and that's a deeper question. And one we usually shrink from, right? Because we see all of our flaws. The only one that sees them clearer than us is God. You know, you can hide it from your spouse, your family, your friends, all of this. You can hide every aspect except from yourself. And you can run away from yourself. A lot of people do. Or they condemn themselves so harshly into immobility. They just freeze up. Don't freeze up. Don't freeze up in fear. Unfortunately, I want to contrast a little bit of that today. Trauma, driven by fear, will definitely create a bunch of actions and reactions in the form of the flesh. Think about that for a moment. Powerful motivators, trauma. Think about your own. I've spoken about mine in the past. I look at them in a different way today, though. You see, there's a different way to see that. You can get sucked into the victimization of it, whatever it was or whatever it is. Or, and I say this, meaning it sincerely, you can, in fact, overcome it by recognition of what you aren't and what you are. And we identify too much with our thinking and our feeling. And people ask you, you know, people will ask you, they'll know right away where they're at. They'll say, how do you feel? Or other people will say, what do you think? And you know whether they're in their head or in their heart. Not many people ask you, how do you think and how do you feel about it? You know, but that's okay, too. Because we're usually only running half of the programming, our own programming even. So how are we going to interpret the rest of the world's programming? Or should we? Maybe we should interpret our own a little differently first, integrate a little bit better first, and then our filter changes in how we see our suffering, and maybe we don't see suffering anymore. Maybe we can walk through what others say, oh, how horrible, how terrible. And we say, no, it's all right. Because we know how it ends, but we know what we're doing in it. We're not abandoning this. We're not walking through the valley of the shadow of death unaccompanied. We're there in the middle of it, together, doing this thing, doing this dance. On January 6th, there's going to be a big dance in Washington, D.C. A bunch of people are going to be there. Go to the dance. Participate in the world that's around you if you can. If you can. If you can't, hey, do your thing where you are, but do something that carries your heart, what you believe to be right and true, with your head, what you know to be right and true, and ask for a higher knowledge that can be funneled through you. You know, Alex was talking in the, a couple hours ago about the church, how many churches miss the mark. Hey, if you listened carefully a couple thousand years ago, you heard a different version of the church as people were kicking in temple doors, or one in particular. And what was it? You are the church. Your body is that temple. Think about that as you wake up into the 21st century, into 2021, into the new year. Because we're going to have a happy new year if we find our power in it. And we express it in the world around us and change it. This is Dr. Nick. We'll be right back.
3, 2, 1.
Back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines. It was clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. The folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock. 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available in this 1 minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
Right.
so good to be back again on this Friday afternoon in most of the world and just before noon here in Anchorage, Alaska. You know, just thinking about all of the just total insanity, really, in the world. I mean, nothing is functioning as it should, correct? I mean, we all know that. We all see that. A lot of us predicted the model would happen and also predict at the same time that there would be this transformation. Why do I know that? Because within the birth pains of living experience is something beautiful on the other end. But unfortunately, in the earth, we keep choosing this trauma trajectory, you know, and that's kind of the old model that's starting to get a little bit dismantled because people are speaking a little different messages now, you know, and not talking about the powerlessness of how we are, the dust and dirt that we are at the feet of a God that doesn't care and isn't our friend. That isn't how it is. It's the other way. It's the opposite way. You know, we're more than that. We're creating the image and likeness of a creator who stands in friendship with us in a conversation with each of us if we'll have it. And it doesn't come back in some, well, maybe for some it does, in an audible form. It comes in all different ways. And I've been in my deeper conversation recently, and a couple things that I realized about myself that I still have to overcome. You know, one of them is still a level of self-doubt. I mentioned it just before the break, this idea that I pray before I go on. I don't want to screw up. I don't want to say the wrong thing. This is called self-doubt, see? And I have some of that. So I go, well, I can't overcome that one, and I really don't want to mess it up. So that's the conversation I have with my friend, who I hope will guide my words, you know, and does. I believe that. And so this is the thing. We all can have that conversation. And the other day, as I'm walking, because I walk in the dark, cold night of Alaska a couple times a day, and I'm in this conversation, and I realize, and I hear it. I hear it in my heart, actually, and it says, Nicholas, don't worry. I'll work with you as flawed as you are. Just be available. Wow, that was a profound message that I'm passing on to all of you right now because it's for all of you, not just for me. We need to remember that as flawed as we are. And we see it better than anyone else except God, so we hide it from everyone else to some degree. And that's okay. I understand. But someday, the veil will be removed and we'll see each other for who we are. And then that's the gnashing of teeth, you know, the grinding, you know, but it doesn't have to be that way because we can accept the flaws in each other. That's acceptance, what I've been talking about for weeks. Not tolerance, this lefty notion of shutting up what you believe to be right and true and just, you know, denying your truth by not speaking it and then eventually speaking some lie that you think you want the public wants you to hear. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't start giving up what you believe to be right and true. You should find a way to intellectually and emotionally, you know, rationalize it for sure. And everyone does. If you're a woman living in Saudi Arabia wearing a black bag, I'm sure you got a good rationale for it. You feel good about yourself. You might even be happy. And if you're a woman in France walking on the beach without a top on, you might be happy and think that's perfectly fine. And you might not feel that way in the Midwest in Iowa on either situation. But the fact is, much of what we believe and feel, might want to think about that. Are they that important? Are they that meaningful? What do they really represent? Start going deeper inside and say, why do I believe what I believe? And does it have any power in it? Or does it take power from me? You know, start asking ourselves the deep questions so we can find our individual power and begin to project it like a funnel of energy facing the other way, you know? Taking who you are and making it like a laser of decision. A laser of decision. You know, each thing you decide creates the chain reaction that you live. Throw the pebble in the pond, you see it go in, and you forget about all the waves that go on from it. Well, that's you in action. That's all of us in action together doing our thing. It's a beautifully orchestrated dance if you'll just participate in it on some level. And then you actually are united with the millions, maybe billions of other human souls trying to do the same thing. And then we change the world because we change how we relate to the world. So suffering ends for us when we don't see the suffering that comes at us in the same way. And you stand in the middle of the storm, what I've also talked about, where it whirls around you, you see it all. You're even in it a little bit, you know. You kind of moved in and out because we're only human. But if you can kind of stay there and know you're not alone as you're walking through it, you get through it in a much better way. And actually, you don't just get through it. You get to participate in the creation of it in a more powerful way. You'll do it anyway. You can do it robotically on your hamster wheel. We all have hamster wheels. I've seen giant ones in my life. You know, these guys who are really high places, as we think, and people who are in smaller places. But it's just another hamster wheel. And no matter how big it is in the earth, when God sees it from his perspective, it's just a little bitty hamster wheel. And most of us run around on those. And we engage what I call the window dressing of life, the issues that are important to us, which is important. I'm not diminishing any of that, but I'm saying do it on a platform of values and belief that's anchored in knowledge and truth, and maybe funneled to the pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in the Happy New Year that we're supposed to be having. And don't let globalists or people in the religious industry or others strip you of who you are and what you are and diminish you in some way or create some intermediary between you and the universal. There isn't one. You're in it. That's the big message. All right, for the beginning of the new year, we're all in this thing, not to hide out in our homes and a hovel. No, that's wrong. That's a false message, a false narrative. We're meant as human beings to be with each other, to embrace each other, to see each other's expressions, to hear the vibration in each other's voices in person, not just through the airwaves or the internet. There's something about being with someone in the way the energy exchanges with each of us that's so fundamental to what we are. It's who we are. The energy we feel is what we are, and the shell that feels it carries it around in the earth, and they're trying to shut that piece down. And we need to wake that piece up. And so in the middle of the storm, we need to learn how to be that, to feel that, and the gratitude of it. I am grateful every day that I get to do what I do in this life, to breathe this breath of life with you. You know, when I think about what we're doing, and when we get it together like we do, what happens, you see? And no matter how it looks, no matter how it appears, you have to see a greater order in it. And have not, you know, this faith thing is so difficult, you know, because it's not like, it's this magical thing. You just have to believe it and you don't. Well, that doesn't work, right? You got to know what you know to believe what you believe. And so that's the foundation of faith from my perspective, is doing what you know is right and true, carrying your life message through the configuration of your spheres of influence, your family, your friends, the people that matter to you. And try and overcome yourself in the course of this, but not limit yourself by holding back what you can do, as flawed as each and every one of us are. That's the big one for the new year. Do what you can. Think about your cravings in life, and I'll talk a little bit about that after the break, because your cravings are also a signal of something that might be in the flesh that you might want to pay attention to. Is it drugs? Is it sex? Is it alcohol? What's your craving that you can't control? Sugar, maybe? You know, these are important questions. They all result in the same answers. This is Dr. Nick Pagan. We'll be right back.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
It's going into the new year, you know, you got 100 hours worth of things to say, and you have less than an hour to say it in. It is the way it is, you know. In fact, one of my New Year's resolutions is to configure a team maybe here in Anchorage that will work for me to get that 100 hours out and get it into the band.video format where people can see it. Because there's a lot to be said about what's going on in the world, and there's never enough time. I know it frustrates every single host on here because we're bombarded with information from every angle. And so we got to pick the angle, you know, the facet on the gem, if you will. You think about all the scintillating light coming off of a gemstone. That's what you've got in the info war. You've got a lot of lights on the same rock, you know, and hitting it from a lot of angles. And what's it about? It's about you, the info warrior, you know, and doing something that is extraordinary, engaging ourselves again. Well, the rest of the media, the mainstream, the lamestream media, tries to put the world to sleep with their programming, which I've talked a lot about. You want to know what I think about all that? I've done the science on that for the last 25 years on controlling the mind and what the media does with that. It's powerful. It's like to be ignored, ladies and gentlemen, if you can, and dig deep into your own knowledge and start being more discerning in what you're being pipelined, and make sure the pipeline is one that you know, moderate and control the throttle on, the pipeline of your info war, the one in your mind, the one for your mind, for your mind. That's the mid place, you see, emotion and mind, the mid place. You can't touch them, you know, in the real sense, thoughts, ideas, you know, emotions. How do you grab those? But they affect everything in the physical and reflected upwards, everything in the spiritual. So it's the bridge. The info war is the bridge, you see, between the physical world and a different world of seeing. So here's the challenge for 2021. Let's bring heaven and earth into focus a little better through the vessels that we are in the physical form within the earth. Combining the left and the right brain, you know, the analytical and the creative, the male and the female, if you will, if you want to use that analogy, is the brain. You think about it, most, not all, and I don't want to be a sexist here, but I'm going to say the truth of the matter is most women come at us and say, how do you feel? Most men come at us and say, what do you think? It's the way we're wired up. You know, but getting that wiring a little reorganized so men can think and feel and women can too in a more holistic way, a more full way, a more complete way as we were meant to be in terms of using our brain. But once that comes into focus, in focus, now you can tune in to something deeper and universal. So you have to first, you know, kind of overcome yourself a bit. Then you have to find forgiveness in that. There's lots of ways you can kind of think about that, but there's only a route to the finish line. So find yours, find your path to forgiveness, and then your power will start to come back as a created human being, and you can overcome your flaws, your cravings. You know, because think about those cravings. If it's sex, it's the chemical reaction that occurs and actually hangs around for about 4 days. If you want to clear up your thinking, you know, you might wait 4 days and then decide if that's really a good relationship or not if you've made that decision. The other one is, you know, drugs and alcohol. You know, this is easy. It's seductive. You crave it. Got to be careful there. You know, it can take you somewhere where you don't want to go. Then you got to ask yourself, which drugs are you choosing and what do they do to you? So what are you doing with your energy that you're using that to moderate? Are you using a depressant to drag your energy down because you feel overcharged, or the opposite, something that peps you up? But these cravings are misdirected energy, you see, not knowing how to move that creative energy in a different direction. That's a challenge. That's what we have to overcome in the flesh. That's what all that discussion is all about and all the different things in the world we hear about if we care about such things. So this is important, finding the balance and all that. Now, I've talked about emotion, how powerful emotion is. Now, think of all the traumatic emotions that are associated with trauma, fear, anger, anxiety, jealousy, envy, grasping, grabbing. Those are all fear-based things about the flesh dying, which it does, and it doesn't like that. You know, it kind of likes to hang around. That's kind of the nature of living organisms. You know, that's why animals do what living organisms do. You know, they don't have a real decision-making process so much as a reactionary process of doing. It all works pretty well, and it all flows together pretty well. But humans, we get the choice interpretation. Most of the choices that take place are in our head, not in the reality out of our head. Think about it. Most things we fear never happen. Most things we want to have happen and imagine never happen. So how much activity do we give power to that's just in our head and not in our doing? Way too much. How many times do we think of all? We think of all the reasons why we don't do something. And we rationalize it all. We've got all these great reasons because we're just. No, we're not just anything. We are something more powerful than we realize if we would just realize the mustard seed of that, the grain of sand on the beach of that. And here it is. Simply, again, knowing what you believe to be right and true and acting on it. Or let me find another set of words in my notes that I wrote down because I wanted to quote it right. Now, faith is the assurance of what we hope for, the certainty of what we do not see. The certainty. Wow. Are you certain? You don't feel that, then don't worry about it. Let that one go. Someone else will have the faith for that certainty. Where's yours? That's where you start, not where you want to end. That's called a finish line. The race has to begin somewhere. Start now. Do what you believe to be right and true. Those are always the right steps, especially in the new year as we launch the new year. You're at home. It's a day off, hopefully. A day to reflect and to be with your family and your friends. And here I am with you today because you are my family and friends. Because I'm sharing a lot of deep thought with you. This is what friendship is. You know, only I'm doing it in a one-way mirror, all right? I'm trusting you with what I'm saying and sharing it with you. And you're not in this conversation with me here physically and dropping to the same level and knowing we're talking to each other. But I know I am. And as we join in friendship this year as a group, as the tip of the spear, as the info war moves forward, we do it with tremendous power, as a united force within a force, an invisible force that takes us somewhere. If we just do that bit that we have the faith for and a foundation of values to lay that faith on, that can move us into the 21st century, into 2021, with the power that we are. Because here's what I know about the whole configuration. If we can bring in the power, the non-traumatic peace, the peace where God defines itself as love, we bring that into the equation. And I got to tell you, as a young child, I couldn't even say it. As a young man, I had difficulty expressing that word. I never heard it from my father, although I knew it. I never heard it, but I knew it. It took me a lifetime to be able to say it, to talk about it, like we have been for this last 45 minutes. But I ask you, if you're a man out there, find some contact with your emotional side a little bit. And find a way to love yourself so you can really love others, because that's where it starts. And plug into the universal love that allows you to find that. And ask for grace. It's free. Doesn't cost a penny. It's free for the asking. I once met someone that was feeling so diminished they wouldn't even pray for grace. If that's you, I'm praying for your grace right now in this very moment. Wake up. Find your power by the grace of God, literally, and stand in it and immerse yourself in it on this very first day of the new year and feel the love of it. Find that. This is Dr. Nick Begich.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.